USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've learned why billionaire Elon Musk turned down joining the Twitter board of directors after purchasing a majority of stock. Mr. Musk wants the whole company and is offering between $41 and $43 billion to make it his. The official filing was made Thursday. The sale, if approved, would be $54.20 a share. Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. There's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Pfizer-BioNTech reported Thursday that in a trial, a booster dose of its coronavirus vaccine in children ages 5 to 11 increased the level of antibodies that neutralize the original version of the virus and the Omicron variant. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A drag show in school for students is rewarded with money in Washington State.
A Washington State school district is rewarding a middle school LGBTQ club $2,000 for setting up a drag show for students. 770 AM Washington reports Bellingham Public Schools announced the Whatcom Middle School Group as the winner of its Think Big competition. The drag show beat out building storm gardens and helping meet student transportation needs to and from school. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
LinkedIn changed its mind and reinstated an Air Force veteran's post about student loans, and LinkedIn apologized for labeling the statement as hate speech. Veteran Gretchen Smith said freedom has been secured with our blood, sweat, lives, and tears. Every American has a duty to protect our freedoms. End quote. Ms. Smith says she can now start focusing again on veterans in crisis needs. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Speaking on his trip from Ukraine, former New York Representative Republican Michael Grimm on Newsmax doesn't understand why our government is slow to respond.
You have to ask yourself why. Why did we, first of all, why did this administration start buying oil from Russia? Why did we lift sanctions that President Trump had put in place on Russia? So when you look at just from the very beginning days that this administration started after the election, they've been doing nothing but bolstering. And you can't, there's no way you can't make the argument that a lot of the money they make from selling oil to places like the United States helps fund this war in Ukraine. So it's just deplorable the way our government has acted. Why is President Biden holding back on sending MiGs to Ukraine? Why are we not sending more aid? Why are we not helping? I understand why there's a no-fly zone. That part I understand, and NATO's reluctance. But not sending the weapons and the missile defense systems that they need simply doesn't make sense.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. pled guilty on Wednesday to a misdemeanor count of forcibly touching a woman at a New York nightclub in 2018 as part of an agreement with prosecutors that spares him any jail time. The guilty plea, in which Gooding also admitted in court to subjecting two other women to non-consensual physical contact in 2018 and 2019, was also a part of the settlement. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.